Jack, how were the blues born?
Oh, boy. You know that song, Birth of Blues, come here to scrap me and anything else?
I suppose, huh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Now, how'd they start down south?
Well, yeah, it's a sort of a moaning thing, feeling sorry for yourself and your situation.
Yeah.
Most of the songs we hear now, so many of them, in fact, are not blues that people think are blues, like sugar blues and those pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your blues have a common background of chord changes.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have the same. Well, we'll say, for instance, St. Louis blues and blues in the night, you could play one against the other, and they both would come out together. It's just an improvisation, we'll say, on the same theme.
You want to try a little bit?
Yeah, let's show what the basic theme is.
All right.
Basic theme. Now, Handy only used it in one part of St. Louis blues. He put in another little off passage, you know, that little minor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try the St. Louis blues and listen for the pattern. Huh? Sure, look at this from here, I see.
That's my mama done told me. Yes, it did. You know, Sprite, that's wonderful because I can just visualize. If every kid could come up here or every mother and dad come up here and see you play that piano. You know, it's a funny thing. When a youngster sits down to play the piano for a group of friends or maybe for a family gathering, do you ever see one of those little fellas that sits down there and he plays, well, now let me see, how would he play? He just plays a little couple. Well, you know what he's doing? He's acquiring poise and self-confidence. You know that. You're a great teacher yourself, Speck. And you know that. And here's something else. It places the child in the spotlight. It makes him the center of admiring attention. You know, I guess like all of us, we kind of like to be admired and like to feel important. And well, it's just part of our physical makeup. Now, the music your youngster plays is a form of self-expression. It's sort of an outlet. And a mighty wholesome outlet for his excess energy, too. So don't you think that you owe it to your child to give him this piano training? So how about talking it over with the folks at the Bert Kritchard Piano Company? They'll show you how easy it is to give your youngster this wonderful musical background. Find out about their rent-to-own piano plan. You ask George Kritchard about it, will you? And he'll tell you that for very small investment, you can rent a new spinet piano for your home and find out about all the details when you stop at Kritchard's, the Bert Kritchard Piano Company, 1409 4th Avenue. Will you do that? You owe it to the kid and the family. You owe it to yourself, too. You'll have a lot of fun. That's what we do at our home. You've got your life. Ah, let's reminisce just
well, you know, listen, the thing about these blues, There's, they've done just about everything to them. They've played them fast. They've played them slow tempo. They've put rumble beats. Oh, hey, speaking of rumble beats, have you heard this thing that,
I know what you're going to say. You're talking about my favorite girl singer.
Your favorite girl?
Yes, sir. You're talking about Katie Starr, aren't you?
That's for sure. On Katie's Lament. Nothing but the blues, but it's great, man, the way she does.
And it's in rumble rhythm, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Let's spin it again.
In my blue heaven, whispering, whispering.